Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 16 December 2020. And boy, you are in for an earful tonight. So grab, I would suggest you record this. If not, we can get a CD to you, of course, but I would suggest you record if you can. This interview will be one of the most important ones that we've done on this program for a lot of years. Before I go to our guest, I make two announcements. I won't go through all the boring announcements again about what we have on special. That's unnecessary. You already know that. We plan on being in office tomorrow, as always, on Thursday, between 9 and 3:30 or 3:45 Eastern, weather permitting. If we're supposed to get some snow tonight, I hope the power and everything holds up. But nonetheless, we plan on being in office tomorrow between 9 and 3:30 or 3:45 as usual. And we plan on having Bible study this weekend, weather permitting. If we don't show up there and you turn on the watch on live stream, whatever, and we're not there, you know what happened. But we're planning, we're going to do our best to be there for Bible study because I want to do a teaching that is so important. It's entitled From the Mask to the Mark. From the Mask to the Mark. And I hope and pray you'll join us this come weekend. Lord willing, we'll be there, okay? Our guest tonight is Dr. Carrie Madej. Now, maybe y'all have seen her on video. A real pretty blonde doctor who has been out trying to tell the people the truth about what's happening with the vaccines, what's in the vaccines. And folks, this could literally change your life and maybe eternity forever. And I'm not making it up. This is for real. As a matter of fact, it's so real right now that I just received an article today that in Israel, they're pushing to the point. Now listen, this is what they said. Government won't force you to take the vaccine. Amazon will. Airlines will. Banks will. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the vaccine. Now, that's what is being said out of Israel right now. Now, if you think that's just going to be in Israel, you better check again. Motels and hotels are already starting to talking about making sure you're vaccinated before you stay in a hotel or motel. Airlines, of course, doing the same thing. So, pay attention where this is going tonight, folks. If you have any questions tomorrow on how you can listen to the Bible study this weekend, you can call us in the office tomorrow, as always, at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. We'll tell you how you can hear the program this weekend. It's coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Dr. Carey will be joining us at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Lord willing, this coming Saturday. So please, folks, put on your listening ear tonight. Listen to what's been said. Without any further ado, I bring up our guest tonight, Dr. Carrie Madej. Dr. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm excited to be with you tonight, and I think we'll have a great conversation.
Well, it's so good to have you, and I've watched you online several times. I admire your courage. I mean, I really do. You're rare. And there's some doctors out there, you know, Dr. Mikovits, of course, and Dr. Tenpenny out there are saying some truths also. So, I mean, but you're one of the rare ones out there. I mean, not many people, not many doctors doing that. Now, tell the folks about Dr. Carey, if you don't mind first, and tell us who you are, a little bit of bio about who you are, and what's been going on in your life up until now.
Well, I'm an internal medicine doctor, graduated medical school in Kansas City in 2001. And then I trained in Georgia and Florida, Michigan, of course, in Kansas City, Missouri. I ended up going to Georgia and doing my osteopathic internship and then my internal medicine residency there. And then I was medical director of two clinics. I owned my last clinic. And I was also a teacher for medical students for 8 years. I did all of that up until the end of 2015. Then I moved to Dominican Republic because of I wanted to have more freedom. And that's because in our medical industry, we don't have freedom of speech. We have not had freedom of speech for a long time. Experienced a lot of things because in my clinic and in my training, we always look for the causes of what makes somebody sick. And you would think that would be a really good thing. For instance, the cause of heart disease, we found out there was bacteria coming from the mouth, dental bacteria, and when it gets inside the blood vessel wall, it makes a weakness, so your body will put cement around that. That's a plaque. And so knowing that, Pfizer, we were part of a study, Pfizer was treating people with blockages in their arteries with an antibiotic called azithromycin. And the thing was, it was working well. And they stopped the study abruptly on us, and we asked why. They said because people were getting cured. They were no longer having any blockages. And then we were threatened, all of us, and they said, if you tell anyone, you'll never work again. You're, blackballed from the industry. They buried the study. The scientists who were working on it, nowhere to be found now. That's typical. I have so many stories like that. But it shows you that, you cannot find a cure, and you're definitely not allowed to talk about it.
All the talk about the cholesterol and all the other things that are bad this and bad that, really it was just mostly hype. It was actually bacteria from your mouth that caused plaque?
Yes, and strokes as well. Absolutely.
Wow.
And our bodies aren't broken. Our bodies are miraculous, and they always do things for a reason. So isn't that amazing? The body knows there's a bacteria in the wall and it doesn't want you to die because a weakening of the wall of an artery could kill you. It's called an aneurysm.
Sure.
So the body's smart, puts cement around there. And it gives you symptoms to tell you something's wrong. We ignore the symptoms, mask them with medicines or, other things like that, and then just try to fix the one little part when really the bacteria is going everywhere in your body. We don't look for the causes. Our bodies are always smart. They're always doing the right thing. We're just trying to cover up what the body is trying to tell us. There's so many other examples. Or, for instance, every cancer has a prominent infection behind it. We've mapped out at least 40 different infections. Each one is linked to a specific cancer. We know this. They hide the data. They bury the data. For instance, there's a colon cancer
What you're saying is, you can, if you get rid of the infection, the cancer will go away.
Well, it's one of the causes, and you also have to have a lot of toxins in your body, or at least a primary toxin, to weaken your body enough so that the infection stays there. So you also have to have a lot of toxins and different things like that. Heavy metal toxins are linked with melanomas. So
sure.
Arsenic
okay.
is linked to colon cancers. So anyway, and then they have their own infections. So there's a screening test, a colon screening test, very popular. And it's very specific to say your prediction for having colon cancer. It's a gene test. But the gene is not checking for a human gene. It's checking for the gene of a bacterial infection inside of you. So I even asked the company, I said, well, if you are telling a person they're at high risk for having colon cancer, are you telling them they have this bacterial infection? They said, no. No, it's not that awful. They know that it's coming from an infection that would cause you to have colon cancer later in your life, or probably, and they won't tell you that.
That makes sense. That makes sense because the pharmacia, the pharmacies are making they're making a fortune off of this. And we could talk about this for a long time. I want you on sometime, maybe if you wouldn't mind, just to do a health program on what you know. But so you left the country so you could practice your medicine without being threatened.
Well, yeah. So these things got me noticed because people were, a lot of their diseases were going away, and I got the attention of a lot of people, you know, the CDC and the public health departments and some federal governments, and they just didn't, they just wanted it to stop. They don't want that data out there because it's all about money.
Of course.
And of course, I was never a proponent of vaccine because I did my own research and started learning about them, because doctors only get about 4 hours of training on a vaccine total, not very much. And when I started learning about them, I was horrified. And so, of course, I never recommended my patients to get them. And so I have a lot of knowledge about them. And I was first disillusioned when I found out that the tetanus vaccine actually has been developed for decades, since the 1970s, to be a sterilization or an abortion vaccine. So,
meaning,
the pregnancy hormone has been inside the tetanus vaccine. Now, whether or not they're giving that particular one out in the U.S., I don't have proof, but they have been giving it out in different countries around the world purposely and not telling the people that they're giving them a sterilization vaccine and not telling the doctors administering it that it's a sterilization vaccine. But you can look this up on the Internet and you can find this still. So here we are. We have government entities, National Institute of Health, World Health Organization, backing these programs that are really sterilizing people and lying to you, lying to us. So, you know, those are two examples. The Pfizer, which is backing one of the vaccines now, we know that they are trying to hide cures for a fact. And then also we have the vaccine manufacturers completely lying to all of us, including the medical professionals, on the reason why we're giving vaccinations, or at least some of them. So this gives you some idea of the motivation behind some of these things and why we need to be cautious and move cautiously forward with anything, especially a new vaccine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you see, and boy, we talked about this for a long time. This is fascinating. So what do you see happening with the Pfizer vaccine for the so-called COVID-19 plandemic? What do you see coming with that? What is in that that we should be aware of? And now I'll let you talk, and I'm going to try to shut up. We don't have a break for another 15 minutes. So you go after it, and I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Okay. Well, this vaccine is unlike anything we've ever launched in the history of the human race. It's experimental. There is no experiment that will be final at all before they're starting to give it to people, and we don't have any data on it. So every single person that gets this vaccine is a lab rat and a guinea pig. That is terrible. They're not marketing or promoting the vaccine in that way, but that truly is what it is. And it's very worrisome because two main reasons. A, they have modified messenger RNA or modified DNA, and when they're injecting these things into the people, they can alter our DNA, our genome. Our genome is a very precious blueprint for life. It tells the body how to grow, how to evolve, how to reproduce, how to heal itself, everything. And then one tiny little change is disastrous, you know, birth defects, all kinds of things. This is putting a synthetic, something not from nature, a code inside. And it's taking one piece of your code out, your precious code, and replacing it with something synthetic. When they say it's not permanent, they are lying. They are lying. I have tons of research papers for anybody that wants it to show that they are lying to us. So this is going to alter our genome. This is very, very dangerous. Number two, when they're doing this, they're using something called nanolipid particles. So nanolipid particles is another way of saying nanotechnology. There's also hydrogel is another word that they use, all different kinds of words. But really what it is it's integrating some sort of artificial intelligence inside the body. And again, they're not being forthright with everybody. They're not telling everybody this. So this is why we're putting the alarm call to the world saying, wait a minute. A, it's a complete experiment on the human race. B, we have things that can alter our genome, our DNA, that is disastrous. We already know a little bit about what the data is. We do know that it can affect our fertility for sure. One of them, it can attack the placenta and the sperm of men, the placenta of women and the sperm of men, meaning it would be difficult to get pregnant. It also has something about chromosome 8, which deals with our intelligence and our fertility. So again, it can affect that negatively. This is really dangerous. And in Australia, they just announced they're dropping one of their vaccine candidates because people are testing positive for HIV from the vaccine. So, of course, the people in Australia, the researchers are saying, don't worry, it's only a false positive. It's not really positive. How do we know? Time will tell if it's really positive or not. This is awful. And actually, every one of these vaccines has the potential of giving these HIV particles into our body. They're not telling any of this on the major media. Nothing. So let's back up a minute and say, why? Why would they be doing something so drastically different, something so crazy like this on so many levels? And that's when I always say, follow the money. And when you do, you see the same names pop up. You see Bill Gates and all of his foundations, the Microsoft Corporation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gavi, Stephanie, these are all his. And he also is one of the biggest funders of the World Health Organization, the CDC, and many other ones, too. And he also funds every single one of the vaccine manufacturers that is making these vaccines. He gets money from all of it. All of it. So you see that he's behind this, and he's pushing every one of them. And interestingly enough, if you look at he and his family lineage, they come from a line of eugenics, or people who believe in depopulating the world. They think there are too many of us, and they want to get rid of some of us. So this is very important to know. They also talk about depopulation through vaccines. So again, I've already presented some data saying this has been going on for some time. They're really kind of ramping it up with this new vaccine. Also, if you look at some of these other people behind the vaccines, we have Elon Musk from SpaceX, the Tesla automobile. He's also more of a tech person, all these tech people. And you look at some of the other players behind it, they're transhumanists. So a transhumanist believes technically or typically they're atheists. They don't believe in God, not God like we do. They think that any of them can be kind of creator gods. And they believe that the only way a person can be immortal is to merge with artificial intelligence. That's like putting a human body and a cyborg or a machine body together. So they believe that that is the future of the human race. And that's what they believe that they should do. So here you have the idea that there's too many of us. And on the other hand, they believe that the rest of us that are still left here should be merged with artificial intelligence. So that's why you're seeing these two things in the vaccine. You're seeing things that could potentially affect our fertility. Also, they could also damage us. They could hurt us very much. And then also you're seeing the introduction of nanolipid particles or nanotechnology, or nanobots, they're all the same word, hydrogel, which is a hookup between us and the cloud, artificial smart devices, artificial intelligence. So I know this is a lot of information. We could probably break it down a little bit more, but it is complicated, and that's why it takes some time to go through each category of things. But I'm kind of giving you a broad overview of what I and my colleagues have been talking about the last 9 or 10 months here.
Well, I want you to get more detail. We got plenty of time. We've got another half hour coming up. But I want to know what the nanobots do, what the gel is, and what they call it, and why they call it that, and what this could do to somebody, well, say, spiritually. That's important. That's very important. But this is the first time in world history, Dr. Carey, that they want to give everybody on the planet Earth a vaccination. 7 billion people. Bill Gates said he wants to put in 7 billion people. And as I just read to you that in Israel, and I'm sure this is going to follow other places real soon, they say they won't force you to take it, but if you don't take it, you can't buy, sell, or trade. That pretty much fits Revelation 13 in my mind, that if you don't take this, you can't live. You'll be out of business, so to speak. You can't go to work. You can't buy groceries. You can't do anything. This is pretty much the idea of the mark of the beast to me. That's why I tell people, please, please, folks, err to the cautious side. When in doubt, don't. Don't do it. And Dr. Carey, that's how scary it really is. And you, of course, you mentioned nanobots. Tex Mars, years ago, wrote a book about and information about nanobots. And they hadn't been heard of, at least not by me back then. But he said one day there'll be nanobots all over the place. They'll be put in your bodies and everything else. The nanobots you mentioned will be transmitted and carried by a certain product. And what's the name of that product again? That salve or whatever, the gel? Are you still there? Did we lose her? Hope we didn't lose her. Todd, she's still there with us? Are you still there, Dr. Carey? Are you still there? I think we lost her.
I'm here. No. Hold on one second.
Okay. All right. So, folks, she's out of country, so this may be a little complicated sometimes to get a call through there. Are you okay now?
I have to get some water. Okay, I'm better now.
Okay, that's all right. Now, the salve they're going to use, the gel they're going to use, and I'll just say it, that they call that item luciferase, mm-hmm. And that is true, right?
Yeah, so it's called luciferase. It's a nanocrystal, again, nano hydrogel. And this is also the nanobots. It's all kind of the same thing. But luciferase is a patented name, and who would make money is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and some of these other vaccine manufacturers. And so this could actually give you an ID, a mark, a biometric tattoo, a barcode, anything you want to call it, so that you could be scanned. And that would give you your ID. It would hold your medical information, your vaccine information. It would hold also, it would gather information from your body. So something like your respiratory rate, your blood sugar, the medicines in your body, even your emotions, all sorts of things. But anyway, this code has been proposed to be used for your money. So no longer would you need cash. No longer would you need credit cards. Your body would be your commodities.
I do want that's powerful. We got to get that a little further with these nanobots and the conductive agent luciferase. You're saying that you'll be able to they'll have to be able to read what's in your body, your emotional state, and you can more or less buy or sell with it.
Yes, exactly. So this can do this is how you can imagine really what it is. It's like someone taking your smartphone and embedding it inside your body, but it's tiny. So imagine if you automatically had something like a mini computer inside of you. It could do lots of things, right? So it could gather information. You could send messages. You could receive messages. It can do lots of things. So that's why these little tiny particles, it sounds so sci-fi, but we can do it. they are small. The particles are smaller than a blood cell, so they're tiny, tiny little things. They can put millions inside of you, and they can do different things. They could be programmed. So just like your cell phone can receive downloads, you could receive downloads from this. So this is where some of the meetings I went to, they even said to us, doctors, they said our jobs were going to be obsolete in our lifetime, that soon people would just have to download other medicines and vaccines, literally download them inside their body, a code. It's really crazy, isn't it? And how
it's,
do you know
it's
you
insane.
Are? It is crazy, and you're not controlling that because you take a tablet, you can see it, feel it, you can see the the number on it. You know what you're taking, but when something's being downloaded, it's just an impulse, a light, a frequency. How do you know that's happening? You don't. You have no control over that.
Well, they talk about an easy way.
These companies are talking about.
Talk about an easy way to take somebody out. Just push a button, you're going. But now, all this is in the vaccine that this could happen. All this is in the vaccine they're giving out right now.
Yes, and they want to give out the series of them, so they probably won't be able to accomplish everything I'm talking about in just one injection because again. They are experimenting on us. They're not even sure how this is going to work out. They don't even know. So they're already telling us that minimum of two injections, but they plan on doing many injections. So if people think they just take this two-shot vaccine, they're done, no way. They've told us, every one of the people behind us, every one of the world leaders have told us that this is the future of us. We will just get many injections, and eventually we will inhale our vaccines. Because once they get enough of this nanotechnology inside of us, it's called a payload, they just have to maintain it with inhalation. They can do a desiccator or dried out form. And so and that would be the maintenance then. But anyway, the point is they want to take away our life as we know it. Because no longer would you have the autonomy, the privacy, the freedom as we do now. You can't barter with each other. There's no cash anymore. Everything will always be known. All of your thoughts can be known. All your transactions are obviously known. Who's giving you this cryptocurrency, which is just this digital form of money? Well, it comes from a central server, which is a computer, right? And they make determinations on how much money you get based on, in essence, if you're a good humor or not. I don't know if you've heard of China's social credit system.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But they plan on doing that same kind of system with us here. And I've been to meetings, business meetings, where they verified that this was the case, that they planned on doing social credit system with us.
All right, Dr. Carey, hang on through this break, please. Hang on through this break. All right, please. Folks, you're hearing it. I know you're hearing it tonight, and you better start paying attention to what's happening all around you. Back at the break, another half hour to go. Maybe a few phone calls if we have time.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, tonight we're talking to Dr. Kerry Madej. And we were talking in the break about things we're going to try to get in this half hour. That please don't just shrug this off and think this is all made up. This is something Dr. Kerry's getting paid to do, and I'm a CIA. Don't buy that. This is a for real interview from a real doctor that I greatly admire. You know, I don't say about many doctors. I do about Dr. Kerry, Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Tenpenny, some others I've known, Dr. Rodriguez out of Mexico. I respect these people because they're telling the truth. And what Dr. Kerry said tonight seemed like it's so science fiction, and 30, 40 years ago, probably was. But they were certainly discussing, just like, probably some of you already know this, a year or two or three ago, they were talking about putting into people what they call a God gene. It's a vascular monoamine, I believe they call it, transporter. They want to put that in a system and do away with an individual's desire to have a spiritual side. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all for real. Look online, check it out for yourself. Just type in God gene. Is this in this vaccine? I don't know. I don't think Dr. Kerry knows for sure either. But nanobots are in the vaccine. That's why they stored it 94 degrees below zero until they put it in you. This is for real, and I beg you to get out to your friends and family. If you want a copy of the next broadcast, you can get all you want of them, folks. And we'll send you a copy, and you can make all the copies you want of it. It's not copyrighted. And give it to your family and your friends. This, people's souls could be at stake. Not just to mention their physical bodies and their mental capacity to function as real people. So, Doctor, we were discussing so many things. I'll make this question very quickly. How does 5G line up with this?
Well, by chance, when this whole lockdown quarantine started, Microsoft, again, the same name, Bill Gates Foundation, put an international patent out around the world. And this patent shows a description of, there's a diagram. There's a person, like that would be you or me, and the person would have biosensors inside of them. That would be the nanobots, the hydrogel, the nanolipid particles. They're all the same name. They're already inside the person. That substance inside of you would then hook you up wirelessly to your smart device, your phone. From your phone, because it would gather all that information I'm talking about, your breathing, your thoughts, every time you brush your teeth, all the medicines inside of you, your blood alcohol content, if you're lying, it's got a polygraph detector in it, it's got everything. Anyway, all this data is being accumulated, goes to your smart device. From your smart device, then it goes to the cloud, which this is why they need a bigger bandwidth. This is why they're talking about why they need 5G everywhere and then 6G and maybe more to fit all that data that's going up into the cloud. And once it's in the cloud, it then accumulates into a central server or a supercomputer. And the supercomputer is compiling all this data and then will send feedback all the way through that chain back into you. So you will, in essence, be a part of a supercomputer chain. And so this is why do they want to patent this? Well, they'll make money off of every single person think about how wealthy Bill Gates will just be wealthy. He'll be like the overlord of the entire world. And also, this is how they hook you up to cryptocurrency. So that's why you wouldn't need your money or your credit cards anymore. They would accumulate all this data about you, and somehow there's an algorithm, and then that would determine how much money you get, digital money. But they also told me, I was in a meeting about this very same thing 5 or 6 years ago in Atlanta, business owners meeting. They said they would do this for sure, and they said that it would be determined on how good of a human you are, meaning if you lie too much, you're not a good human. And if you had too many hits against you with that, then you wouldn't get a good a percentage on your home mortgage, or you really couldn't get a good education, you couldn't live in a certain area, all kinds of things would be against you. So that's really China's social credit system. It's the same thing. And they said, yes, we want to do that. So I was in a business meeting where this was announced they would do it, and now we have a patent that was launched this year, or at least released this year, that shows they want to do this around the world. So they do want to do this. They're moving forward. I was told in my meeting that I went to that it would be around this year, 2020. So they're a little bit behind their schedule of what they want to do. And if you don't think they can do this, look up Africa, Bill Gates Foundation, and MasterCard, and you'll find out they started this program already on the poor people, testing it out. If they started it there, it's just a matter of time before it's on our doorstep, and that is frightening.
Well, you know, in Revelation, it talks about that they will make merchandise, of course, everything of different things men have. I mean, everything we sell, buy, and sell, you know, whether it be land or cattle or whatever. But also said they will make merchandise basically of your soul, and they will trade in the souls of men. Thinking what you were talking there, that your soul is actually what makes you unique. That's who you are. That's your soul. Will this interfere with who you are as an individual?
Well, yes. Let me back up one thing, too. And there's symbolism being used everywhere. That patent, the number of the patent is 060606. I don't think that's coincidence. Part of what's connected to that is our House bill in the United States, the Contact Tracing Act, which actually is linked with this patent. And the number of that is 6666. I don't think these are coincidences. They also purposely named one of the enzymes they would like to use with all of this technology, luciferase. I mean, how much more symbolism can you get? And these are coming from people that are self-proclaimed atheists. They don't believe in, well, at least they don't believe in God like we believe, but they obviously do believe in some demonic force because they seem to be...
Well, they believe in themselves,
symbolism.
For sure. They believe in themselves.
Yeah,
they're humanists.
Exactly.
They believe in themselves, and men are going to evolve according to them. Men are going to evolve into gods. You know, years ago, you remember the old series on TV called Star Trek?
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay. In one of the last programs they did, they had a man merging with a computer. Literally, in the show, they married. I guess you say they got married. A man merging with a computer, and they had become as one. Well, we already see people today actually merging. They're marrying their computers. Now, I know that sounds absurd, but folks, it's true. But they showed that and Dr. Spock said it's an evolution. Next step in evolution, the man. We will merge with computers. And Dr. Carey, what you're saying tonight lines up exactly with the fact that we're merging with computers, does it not?
Yes, and I'd like to say that when they're manipulating things like the DNA and our genome, you can read it like a language. You can read, it's very long, you can read it. So you can spell things out in the genome. That's pretty interesting. And so when they're doing these patents, they're putting numbers like 060606 or the 666, they could actually put in that numeric code inside the synthetic gene that they're putting in your body. It's a possibility. We won't know that until they launch it on everybody. So when you're talking about the mark, I mean, there's lots of different interpretations, but I certainly don't want these 666s inside of my genome.
No.
No.
I don't want the nanobots in me either.
Like that.
I don't want the nanobots in me, and I don't want to link up to my phone. And when 5G comes around, people, I recommend you throw your phone in the trash. At the very least, get rid of your cell phone. 5G is almost here. 4G is common everywhere. 5G is already in this country. All the cell phone companies are trying to get into 5G. I was told by my cell carrier just about 2 weeks ago that they're working on 5G themselves. When they do that, Pastor Butch Paul will no longer carry a phone. And he said, well, if you don't take the vaccine, it doesn't make a difference. That phone will still track you and trace you everywhere you go. They already are. They're going to get much more sophisticated, much more efficient. So when the nanobots go into your body, they are programmed to go to certain places in your body. Is that true?
Yes, these can do innumerable things because once they're in your body, they can assemble, disassemble, and reassemble. It's really crazy to see, but they can do that. So they actually can form structures inside of your body. They have a preference for your nervous tissue, your nerves, and your brain, and your spinal cord. That's pretty frightening. But they do because that's where all the information is coming from. Well, they also supposedly can fix, like, maybe you tore your tendon. That sounds great. They could go and fix it. That sounds like a good thing. They could possibly augment or help out your memory or your vision. All these sound like good things. Maybe even help attack a tumor that's starting in your body. So this is what they try to tell people to lure them into the fantasy of how amazing this technology would be. And that, you know, you won't need me as a doctor. You won't need any doctors anymore. We just download everything, program everything like a computer. And that's how we'll fix everything. And they will lure you with saying, see, your body will just heal itself from everything, right? But think about that. I mean, we are in a grand experiment. Most people will not have that kind of outcome at all. And you're not in control of it. And also, Elon Musk talks about using this technology in Neuralink, meaning something or their computers or anybody, if they could hack into the system, right, could then put memories into your brain. So the analogy they use is, if you've ever seen the movie Matrix, where somebody wanted to learn karate, they downloaded the memory and then the person could know karate. Or you wanted to learn how to cook some French cuisine, you downloaded the memory. But then you're downloading memories and then you won't even know which memory is yours or which memory is not yours. And you see how messed up, that's kind of like a schizophrenic psychosis. You won't know who you really are then if so many things are downloaded. They act like you have control of it. You don't have control over it. This is very frightening. You're handing over your autonomy, your independence, your freedom to a computer, not even to another person. You're giving it. And if you want to know if that's not idolizing something that's terrible, you're idolizing a computer system.
Wow. And in essence, you are selling your soul. The essence that makes you you, the uniqueness of Dr. Carey.
Well, then you're turning everything over to a supercomputer. And not one other human has any, when you look at the algorithm diagram, there's no other person in the algorithm. It's just you and a supercomputer. That's crazy. You can't control that. We all know that. We all know that we get bugs and viruses and our frozen phone or frozen screen or broken things. We all know that. None of these work very well, right? We always had problems with it. How do you think it's going to work in a human's body? And there's no other people there. So when I'm in these meetings that I was invited to when they were talking about doing this to the human population, I saw these people clapping for it, and I turned to my colleagues and I said, how could you clap for this? This is awful. And they told me, they said, well, it's either us or them. Which side will you be on? I said, I know which side I'm on. I'm on the side for humanity. I said, I would never do this. And I said, if you think that you won't be part of everybody else, you're crazy, because this is a computer controlling everybody. You're not going to be able to get in the way of the computer. They didn't even know what they were clapping for. This technology would be turned on everybody, not just some people. It would be on everybody. Once you turn it on, you can't really turn it off. It's crazy. I mean, we really are in a spiritual warfare, because you just got to start looking around. The symbolism is everywhere. And if you start reading the pages of Revelation, we're reading it out right now. We're living it out right now. So if you do believe in the Word, you do believe in the Bible, and you believe in God, if you start reading Revelation again, you'll see that what I and my colleagues are saying is true. And you start doing your own critical thinking, your own research, you will find this out. It's unbelievable what is happening. But I wouldn't be saying all this if I didn't think that there was still hope. Because I still believe in us. I still believe in the power of the human spirit. And that right now with the fear that we're all under, that fear is a very low frequency, a very low energy. That's an energy where, you know, the technology's on, demonic spirits, that's all on that energy. You know, the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ is a high frequency, a high energy. And so in the fear state, we're not being close with God. And but if we can get out of that fear state and we open up that heart love, and I tell people there's wonderful science behind the energy of our hearts. The Heart Math Institute actually measured, we are electrical beings as well, the energy of the heart is, the electromagnetic energy of the heart is 100,000 times more powerful than our brain. And in an average person, that energy can be measured 6 feet outside their body. And a very strong person, it can go several kilometers. Imagine that.
So what you're saying here, I got to ask this question. Whenever you're around somebody and you sense in yourself, in your spirit, your soul, whatever, that there's love there, there's caring there, that's really their heart speaking to you?
Absolutely. We have science to prove it, and the Bible speaks of it as well. It's both, right? It's a real phenomenon. It's a real thing. We can measure it. And so I do believe that's part of why they're telling us to do the 6 foot distance rule. I'm sure they know of the good of science as well, the people pushing the agenda. It weakens us. It puts us in a fear state. Our power is in unity. Our power is coming together. Our power is in human contact because we are connected. And we all have, God is within all of us. And God lives, to me, it's the center of the heart. So it's why the heart always comes up in the light and love in the Bible. It's a high frequency. And if we try to remember who we are, remember that we are powerful spiritual beings, and remember that love frequency, that love energy, I mean, in a twinkling of the eye, truly, that is like kindling in a fire. It will light the fire, and you can see positive changes so fast because that can take, that is more powerful than any technology they could ever try on us.
Wow,
they can never compete with that. Nothing.
It's amazing. But being a pastor, I preach the scriptures, and I preach that, what Christ taught, being born again, being converted. We call it being saved, but it's much more than just believing in Christ. It's actually being changed the inside out. So I've seen individuals who were hateful, spiteful, drunkards, dope addicts, come to Christ, and their heart was changed. And you can sense the change, and you see it in them. So these nanobots can literally take that away from somebody and make them like a machine, kind of cold and indifferent?
Well, the hydrogel, the nanoparticles, the nanobots, if you could see what they look like inside the human body, they can grow, and they look jelly-like, okay, like a gel. So it's actually physically you can start to see it. So my point that I brought up with some colors, how much of this hydrogel nanobots, how much would it take for you to become more cyborg than human? I don't know the answer to that. But what if at some point, you know, you're so cyborg, it would be hard to die. Wouldn't that be awful?
That's in the Bible.
That reminded me of Revelation.
That's in the Bible.
Yes.
It's in the Bible.
That would be death, but could not find it.
Yes, that's in the Bible. Folks, this is amazing.
With this technology, that could happen.
It's absolutely amazing where we're heading. And folks, if you read the scripture, and I know a lot of you do, you'll realize if you study the scripture that Noah was the last pure DNA people, known as wife and sons and their wives, were the last people on earth with a pure DNA. The whole DNA had been polluted by the seed of fallen angels, if you will, Nephilim. And the Lord God had destroyed every living creature, basically, on this earth and preserved the last human, real individual DNA left so Christ could be born. Well, Satan's going back on the same rampage. He's going to destroy human DNA. And this is so serious. Then once your DNA is changed, you can't be yourself any longer. And I'm convinced that can lead to the fact that you can no longer even have a desire for Christ. You won't care. They didn't in Noah's day. They didn't care. It's coming that today. And you know, I almost called you sis. Hope you don't mind calling you sis. I feel like you're my little sister. But anyway, you're telling things in life that people should pay attention to. Folks, we're going to take time for a couple phone calls. If you want to call, but hurry, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And a lot of folks won't call because they listen so intently, and that's wonderful. I want to hear this. But so when the Pfizer and also the Moderna vaccination, and I thought it was interesting that Moderna's name has RNA in it. I thought that was kind of interesting. But not only do they put these nanobots in Lucifer is in your body, they also put aborted baby cells in your body, do they not?
Well, the Moderna and Pfizer are denying that they're using it in these vaccines. AstraZeneca is using aborted fetal cells and a chimpanzee virus. But Pfizer and Moderna did use aborted fetal cells in their research and development. But, you know, we don't really know because we need somebody to be an independent lab that analyzes what's actually in there because we still don't know everything about the vaccines. There are no vaccine inputs yet given to any doctors. We really don't know everything. We only know a little bit what's going in the vaccines.
Well, from your professional viewpoint, the knowledge that you shared tonight, I think that anybody who has enough sense will know that we can't take this vaccine. I mean, even if we didn't know all this.
As a doctor, none of them are safe. None of them are safe.
I agree.
It is crazy to go forward.
And so the right now it's all with the Pfizer vaccine. Moderna has not been approved yet, but it'll be approved any day now. But they are getting this vaccine to people all around the world, different places, starting with the so-called first line workers and then the elderly. Could this be a way that perhaps they're going to cut back on population a little bit? On what the elderly mean?
Well, yes, but let me share something that's important before I forget. In the United Kingdom, they started launching Pfizer's vaccine, which is the vaccine of choice here in the United States. They're starting to launch it here. Well, in the UK, in Pfizer vaccine is something called polyethylene glycol. 70% of the entire world population is allergic to that. 70%. That's crazy. So an allergy can be a little itch or it can be an anaphylactic reaction. So what we saw in the UK were several people, even more than several, a minimum of six, that actually within minutes of the shot, they actually died or were dying within minutes because they had an anaphylactic shock. So then the United Kingdom said, okay, see where we're giving the vaccines, we have to have resuscitation units there. They have to have a crash cart to bring you back to life in case you start dying right after the shot. That should have the most red flags right there. Have you ever heard of any vaccine like that? Not. All right. And so they have to do something similar here in the United States, too, where they have to be prepared with crash carts in case you're the person that gets such a bad shock that you start to die or you do die. I mean, among the other things, there are problems with this.
Well, let's take a couple quick phone calls. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we'll just take two quick phone calls. Dino from Wisconsin. Dino, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in and make your statement or ask a question very quickly.
Yeah, who am I talking to? I got a bad reception.
Dr. Carrie Madej. Dr. Carrie.
I'll call you tomorrow. But here's some verse to write down, folks. What you're saying, Miss Doctor, is 100% correct. I live near Milwaukee. Here's some verses to write down that we should obey God rather than man. Acts 5:29.
Right.
The merchandise verse is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. Psalms 94:19-23. And this stuff has all been politicized. Then you have Genesis chapter 1. 11:12, 29, and 30, Psalm 104:13-15, and Revelation 22:2-14. Are you familiar with those verses, people?
I am, Dino. I hate to jump. I got to get the call. A good call. Thank you very much for the call, Dino. Folks, he's telling the truth. One more quick call.
You.
Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, I have a question. the nose swabbing, all this testing they're doing, is there a connection between that and the vaccine?
Oh, okay. The nose swabbing.
Between what and the vaccine?
The nose swabbing, the test they're doing for the COVID.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, the nasal swabs, not one of my colleagues can understand why we're doing that. We should not have to put a swab that far back up into your nose, and that is dangerous because the thin, called the cribriform plate that's there between that and your brain. So we could cause a lot of damage. The UK, the United Kingdom, has announced to everybody that kind of testing procedure that they're doing. Actually, they can collect DNA from you at the same time. So if they can do it in the United Kingdom, they can do it here in the United States.
Yes.
Also, some of those little swabs have gel at the tip of them. Some do, some don't. They have a gel. That should not be there. They have not answered us why it's there. I mean, what I want to say is this is not going by any scientific or medical protocol I have ever seen in my life, nor have any of my thinking colleagues ever seen. We are just lab rats and guinea pigs to them right now, and we need to stand up for ourselves because there is no reason why they should be doing those nasal swabs. I would highly recommend nobody do those nasal swabs.
All right. All right, Joe, anything else?
Yeah, well, my wife had about four of them done.
Well, now, you're not talking about the one all the way up. You just talk one day when they go inside your nose, not all the way up to the brain, right? But they just go inside your nose.
Brain.
Do what now?
We were just curious if there was a connection between that and the vaccine.
Well, for sure it's an experiment. We know that for sure.
There's a possibility because they could have particles on the end. We don't know. That's the problem. None of us really know. We know the possibilities and we can guess.
Okay.
But I just say, as much as we can, we have to stand up for ourselves and not, succumb to this.
Good call, Joe. Thank you. Got jumping. Dr. Carey, how can people contact you if they want to email you or asking questions?
I'm on at Dr. Mate Twitter, and there's a web page, serendipitygroup.org, O-R-G.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook as well. And, those are the main ways that you can message me through those mechanisms, yeah.
My goodness, Dr. Carey, this has been interesting. May I have you on again sometime soon to get in further detail on this?
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, this is phenomenal. So, folks, we have about less than 1 minute left. Dr. Carey, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate you. We'll see you this Saturday, Lord willing, at 1 o'clock Eastern at our church service, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, honey. God bless. Folks, you heard it. We've done the best I could in an hour. You heard it. If you get a copy out to your friends, don't wait. Please do it right away. I'll see you in the office tomorrow, Lord willing. Have a great night and trust in Christ.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.